Previously, on He Who Forsakes the Crown.
Demetrius.
He lacks a soul, morals.
Inyo.
This was a goddess.
There was a rebel!
Kitaen, you abandoned post.
You always pick favorites!
They weren't trying to kill him. They were looking for it.
The remnant.
Hold on to that for me.
Fire opal. When they crack, they explode into flames.
Mother, please!
She's already dead. Lord Barhawk, this is his fault. That's his study. Throw it.
The following story contains adult themes and depictions of violence and trauma. This podcast is not for children. Please be advised.
It's been a few days since the prince was attacked, so I finally gave the doctor the go-ahead to remove the remnant. The stitches on his bicep seemed a bit excessive, since the wound healed quickly. But I wouldn't complain about it. I'd take any message I could possibly send to the rebellion about it being gone. However, they're getting too bold, and they know too much. On top of every responsibility I have, I've realized that this traitor situation has gotten out of hand. It's time I do some proper investigating. It's safe to say that Jacob has been ruled out at this point. However stupid he can be, he's been reliable, and that's why I sent him away. Everyone else is a suspect. The easiest way to go about it is the process of elimination, so I've made groups to start. Groups are easier. You're more inclined to keep a secret if there's one or two you can confide in. Riley, Kisume, and Surin. I'm sure you're all curious as to why I've called you in. You all have been made aware that I had the remnant removed from the prince's arm. Usually, we'd keep it in a vault. But I'm not very trusting right now. I'd rather have it be guarded at all times. So, I've entrusted it to you three.
Wow. The last time I saw that rock, it was hanging around Yuri's neck.
If they all carry power, I wonder what Yuri's did. Is it true that it healed the prince?
I can't be sure if it was the only thing, but it did help.
If you don't mind me asking, why the three of us?
Why not?
Wouldn't you rather hold on to it yourself?
Well, I would. But I can't. I'm too distracted. I'd rather give it to people who can be aware of it at all times.
You didn't give it to Leah?
Leah has another job to do. This is for you three. Will I be able to count on you?
Of course.
Good. However it's handled is up to you. Just make sure it's secure at all times. Any mishap is a fault of yours. And I trust you know well enough to tell me if anything goes wrong.
You can count on us.
Then you're all dismissed. Oh, by the way, make sure not to bring this up to the others. We wouldn't want them thinking I'm picking favorites.
Always.
If all goes well, I might actually be able to sleep tonight. The crystals look like honey and glitter like stars. It's only a matter of time before one goes missing. A convincing forgery, I'd say.
You must do something.
I do many things. I am a warrior.
As am I. But there must be something unique to you.
Is that the rule?
It's applied to the others and I.
Then what is it that you do?
I am the bringer of death. What's so funny?
That is not unique. Anyone can kill.
That is not what I mean. I am death.
And I am a warrior.
I'm sure you will discover it in time.
How did you?
I never had to. I've always known I cannot exist with life. It's repulsed with me.
And what is so appealing about life anyway?
You've never been to the realm of the living. You don't know it. But you'd likely prefer it to the void.
You cannot make those assumptions about me.
You're very argumentative.
If you are so insistent on my preferences, then I shall see for myself.
You wish to leave the void?
I believe it's time I see.
The crimson in her eye glinted at me as she held a self-righteous stare. It's been her and I for many days. Here. Alone. Yet she's unaware of what lies beyond this realm. And when she knows, she will leave. Part of me doesn't want to see her go. But it's not my decision to make. And I will go with you.
It is bright.
You'll get used to it.
And colorful. I have never seen something like this.
That is life.
It's beautiful.
As I told you.
Argus, I wasn't aware you were visit. Oh.
Brother, is that you?
Brother?
You take him everywhere.
He makes trouble when he's alone.
Is he an animal?
Argus, never mind that. Who is she?
She is one of us. I found her.
One of us? She came from the forest?
No. She emerged from the void.
Oh.
Can she speak?
I'm perfectly coherent.
Argus. A word. Brother, can you be so sure she is one of us?
She exhibits power.
But she is not of this realm. She is a void creature.
What?
She cannot be a goddess of the void.
You dare say that to me?
Brother, the void may be your realm, but you are a creature of Gaia. She is not the same of you. Perhaps those shadows you mention. Perhaps they are taking your form.
She is not a shadow.
I don't want to upset you, but you may not be seeing things clearly.
You've never even seen the void, yet you act as if you're an expert.
You've no right to say those things to me.
Demon! Demon! You'll never be welcome!
Get your pet under control!
Do not hurt him!
Demetrius, what's gotten into you?
Pawns! You're all pawns!
He does not know what he is saying! He lacks thinking!
Someone ought to knock some sense into him.
You're a fake! A fake! At the bottom of the pyramid! First to be stepped on.
Alright, it's time to go.
You can try all you want. You'll never be him.
Enough!
You cannot kill him.
Move!
Argus, you cannot let her... You're strong.
She's violent. Typical.
Oh dear. It seems I've been incapacitated.
What does she-
I must have done something to provoke you. My apologies. I'm not sure what I was thinking. I wouldn't want to offend anyone.
What? He lacked judgment.
You actually knocked some sense into him.
Oh. Was I not supposed to do that?
You've been quiet.
The restaurant at the inn was small enough that the few people who were there made it feel packed. We had traveled to the last of the eastern villages, so now we could finally make our way up north. This was village number 11, and compared to Arendoyle, it was pretty forgettable.
Are you sick?
I'm just tired. Frankly, I felt bad for Jacob. He was stuck with the job of the royal babysitter, and in his eyes, I'm probably throwing a tantrum. I'm angry before I'm sad. I've probably run out of sadness at this point, and the anger doesn't rage or burn. Instead, it drones like a constant frequency in the back of my mind. Eventually, you get used to the sound, and it's only when it goes silent that you realize it was ever there. I think I'm going to turn in.
You want me to go with?
Please, it's fine.
There you are, Annie. I was waiting for you.
Leave.
Whoa, you're feisty today.
I'm going to scream.
I can give you a reason to scream. Take that as you like. Either way, why bother calling for help? If the most elite guards of the capital can't catch me, what makes you think a couple of lowlives from the middle of nowhere can?
I'm not doing this. No, I'm not humoring you anymore. You're sick.
I'm sick? Out of the two of us, I think it's you going a bit crazy.
You're a monster and a murderer. And I am not going to let you use me.
I never used you.
You used me as your pack mule and for an explosive?
I told you not to look. It's your fault if you feel responsible for it.
You had an innocent woman murdered!
Now that wasn't me.
I'm sorry. One of your men murdered an innocent woman on your order. Is that a better explanation?
I do have a heart, you know. I don't kill little old ladies. That man did what he did of his own volition. I never follow orders anymore. That's why we needed to get rid of that lord.
You're disgusting. My sword is only a few feet away. Could I make it?
If I do recall, you could have stopped that fire. I heard about your little run-in with our agent. I mean, you didn't even try to stop him. In fact, you gave him advice, and it worked beautifully. Much better than I anticipated. That was all you.
You sent a starving child out to his death.
And he survived. Because of you, Annie. When push came to shove, you did exactly what you were supposed to do. So thank you. Don't cry. You know he deserved it. That's why you're not sorry. You knew the kind of bastard he was. He betrayed you. He betrayed me. So why shouldn't he pay? What is this? Annie, I didn't know you were an artist. Not the best, of course, but I'm sure you'll get better with time. Is this a love note? Who would have thought the prince was such a romantic?
Why are you doing this?
I want to be more like you. He's a shit writer, you know. I could give you the most beautiful sonnets if you'd let me.
Fuck off.
That's what I thought. Hey, Annie, you don't mind if I keep this to you. I like looking at your drawings.
You're not really asking, are you?
No. But it's more polite if I do.
Don't contact me again.
good form. I think I'll contact you whenever I please, though. But if you'd like me to, I could go and spill your secret. Things would certainly get more interesting then. Annie, I don't think you understand the position you're in. You are a very hot topic within our ranks these days. Some of my comrades would rather see you dead. Some don't think you matter at all. They think you're a phase. Some rebellious streak the prince is going to have before he completely loses his mind. I, however, think I know you best. I know you're smarter than you look. And I know that you act before you think. I know that you're just a sweet little girl from an apple orchard whose mommy and daddy loved each other so much that they died together, even though they didn't have to. They made you think that the world is a beautiful place with false promises like meant to be, even in the harshest places. Most importantly, I know where your great big brother is, and I know how to get him back. Maybe you should be a little nicer to me. You might get something out of it. Gotta go, but I'll see you again.
Hey there, you are listening to episode 30 of He Who Forsakes the Crown. Woo! Hello guys, welcome to April. I hope everyone's having a nice spring, or if you live in the other hemisphere, I think it's autumn or something. You know, I always want to say something about the episode, but I realize that I've come into the trend where I'm just like, yeah, this episode meant a lot to me, and I really liked it, and it's one of my favorites. So I think I just like all the episodes that we make at this point in the show. I no longer have shame, so I'm probably going to stop doing that. Let's see. I said I was going to do shout-outs. Guys, if you want to be shout-out, it is so easy. Just make yourself known to me in some kind of way. This month, we're going to shout out the man who does my taxes named Daniel, because when I walked into the tax place and my mother introduced me to him, he went, "Oh, he who forsakes the crown," like full name and everything. That just made me feel like a celebrity. He said he was a fan, but he listened to like 3 episodes and then forgot. Maybe one day, Daniel, you'll listen to this and be like, "Oh my gosh." Maybe one day you won't. But we're never going to find out, folks. If you are enjoying the show, you can make sure to follow us on social media. Chapter 15 Studios on Instagram and on TikTok. 15 is always a number. CH15 Studios on Twitter. You know, it's good to just keep up with what's going on. If anything ever happens, social media is going to be where I go first. If not, you could just live in the silence unknowing. I also have some fun art and stuff. That's really all I had to say for this episode. Once again, a special thank you to all of my casts, all of the people that come together to make this possible. We're really pulling through. Next episode should come out on time, so that's going to be May 4th. But I'll let you get back to this one. All right, thank you. See you next month. Bye.
It's remarkable. It's almost as if he's healing even faster than before.
We had finally unwrapped the bandages on the prince's arms, and the result was miraculous. Not a single scar lined his tissue. His skin was soft like satin, devoid of any indication he was burned in the first place.
I don't understand. I've never seen anything like this before. It's inhuman.
You don't think it's the crystal?
It can't be. At this point, the amount of energy that it would take to heal him like this is far too much for the crystal. Whatever it is, it's within him.
He's got plenty of old scars.
Which is what is so perplexing. If he truly is capable of healing like this, what kept him from doing so in his youth? It's not as if he could grow into it. He's not a magician. He He moved.
What?
Your Highness, if you can hear me, please take hold of my finger.
He's never done that before.
It could be involuntary, or he's reacting to something.
Reacting?
This is good. Somewhere in his head, he's processing things. And his spine is healed.
Completely?
I can't know for sure what the complete damage is until he wakes, but movement is a positive sign. He may make a full recovery.
Thank the gods.
I'll check his progress tomorrow.
Thank you, Doctor.
Here for my shift. Right on time.
Don't start.
I'm just teasing.
Please be careful. It's just you up here.
Right. Why is that exactly?
It's just how the new schedule is working out.
Is it because of the remnant?
What do you know of that?
Nothing. Just wondering.
Leah.
Kuro might have accidentally mentioned it.
You're kidding me.
It's not his fault. He thought I already knew. And I know he isn't doing it alone, but he refused to tell me anything else.
It's the principal, Leah. That information is confidential for a reason.
What reason? I can understand you not wanting the others to know, but who am I going to tell? Don't you trust me?
Of course I trust you.
Then why is everyone involved in something but me?
You are involved. That's why you're here, okay? I'm trusting you with the prince's safety. I'd rather have you here.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. I just can't explain yet. But when the time comes, I will. I promise.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, Steward's here. You might want to handle that.
Here we go again.
The food at the trading post isn't the best, but it's hot, which is better than the dried meat I have to gnaw on traveling days. The sky was a light gray, but we were hoping we could make it to the next village before the rain started. Jacob was around here buying something, but I wasn't really paying attention to anything. My mind kept going back to Jason. He's manipulating me. I'm smart enough to know that, but I'm stupid enough to keep letting it happen. I hate that he was right. I don't feel guilty for what happened to Barhawk. He deserved it. He deserved to know what suffering felt like, and he deserved to be betrayed. I don't know if he made it out, and I really don't care to know. Mostly because I'm afraid that I'll like the answer. Wishing death on a man. I shouldn't do that. I'm not a god. Those judgments aren't mine to make. I just want to do good.
Might have been if you were looking here, little lady. I've been for your thoughts.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Name's Herbert. How about you?
I'm Anne.
Pretty name for a pretty lady. Now, what in the gods' names are you doing all the way out here?
I'm a traveler.
Really now? Where are you headed?
Just the next village up.
Ain't that a sight to see? Young lady like you, you must be from the city.
Could you really tell?
Of course. Your hair is so shiny. And look at that coat of yours. What is that? Suede?
Oh, I don't really remember.
And those buttons. Those look like real gold.
Ah, well, the jacket isn't mine.
It ain't yours.
No, it actually belongs to my intended.
Your beau. He must be a lucky guy. But he's a fool to let you travel on your own. If you were my girl, I'd never let you out of my sight.
Well...
Hey. You ready to go?
Yes, let's go.
It was nice meeting you.
What was that about?
Nothing, just a strange man.
I'm surprised you're here.
Why would I leave?
Because you like it there.
I enjoy a lot of things. There is no reason to pick one over the other.
You're meant to be there.
You're so presumptuous. If I was meant to be there, wouldn't I have been there from the start?
That doesn't matter. It welcomes you, and you like it. You're helping them build society.
The others do not believe that war helps.
They're ignorant.
It is very easy to be when you're dealt a good hand. Love, life, humanity. Why would they ever care for war?
Because you cannot appreciate love without war.
Or life without death. If I was meant to live on Gaia, why would I be able to touch you?
Fate works mysteriously.
I think there is something wrong with me.
What?
I think of foolish things. I always have half-witted questions.
You've never said a single foolish word.
May I say one now? Without consequence.
Of course. Why are you turning?
Please allow me. It's less embarrassing.
All right.
If love and war are opposite of each other, could war love?
Well, if you're speaking of what I'm assuming, I certainly think Beatrice capable of warring. If love is capable of war, could war not be capable of love? I would think they'd go hand in hand.
If war loved death, is it merely a self-fulfilling prophecy?
If war loved death, what does it amount to? Violence. Loss. Pain. And if death loved war, it would mean it craves chaos. Or perhaps the order that comes after. What if it was? Would that matter?
Would it be of her own volition?
Is anybody forcing her hand? Does she not like loving death?
I don't want to cause you problems.
Because when death loves war, it's his decision. And he doesn't care for the opinions of others.
Do you mean that?
If this is what love feels like, I understand the worship she gets.
I never understood why they decided to hold the survey in the winter. The sun always sets too early.
You don't think the rain is going to hit us?
We've probably another day or two before it starts.
I hope it doesn't slow us down.
Well, I'll be damned. What are the odds of this? I thought I might be able to make it to the village by tonight, but just my luck. The sun went out.
The next village is another 2 days away.
Y'all don't mind if I camp here, right? We're all headed to the same place anyway.
I don't see why not.
So, what's taking y'all to Marmot?
Like I said, we're just traveling.
Sightseers, then. Not a lot to see.
You'd be surprised.
Sorry, can I just say you are stunning? Never in my life have I seen a lady as lovely as you.
Thanks.
And you, sir, you're mighty lucky you get to spend the rest of your life with her.
Oh, gods.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, I must be mistaken. I thought you were engaged.
What?
Oh, I am, just not to him. He's, my betrothed brother.
Yeah, that's me. The good old brother-in-law.
Wow, and your beau would let you travel with another man?
Jacob isn't interested in women.
Is that so?
Yep. Just never saw the appeal.
Well, that's all right. Your bow, then. He just not a big traveler?
He's meeting up with us in a few days.
Well, y'all are just a lovely family.
You know what? I'm gonna head to sleep. Jacob, remember, we're leaving early.
How could I forget?
Well, good night. That night, I dreamed about home. I danced in the ballroom and spun until my feet gave out. I looked him in the eyes, a soft sage green that calmed me like a cup of tea. My hand met his cheek, caressing it slowly. My bow. He smiled and took a strand of my hair between his fingers, twirling it around so sweetly. I relished in the moment, slowly closing my eyes. When I opened them again, my hair was still being held, except this time by a strange old man hovering over me with a pair of scissors. Ah! Oh my God, what is wrong with you?
Where?
He tried to cut my hair off.
Oh, Missy, I mean no personal harm.
Are those my shoes?
Shoes, hair, belt? Y'all have no need for these material things. Y'all are gonna be just fine.
You took my belt?
I will admit, I did get a bit ambitious thinking I could get away with taking your hair. But could you blame me? A thick mane like that would fetch a pretty penny at the market. And you'd have no problem growing it back.
Give me back my shoes!
No, let's not be rash. Let's say I take the boots and you get the belt.
What the fuck?
Also, I'd appreciate the coin from that very purse right there.
No!
Well, I guess we're gonna have some problems.
You're at a zero advantage here.
That's not true. I do have my wit.
Get off!
Damnation.
Ah, shit. Are you alright?
Is he?
Shit.
You killed him!
I thought he stabbed you.
How did you kill him with one cut?
I don't know. I wasn't really thinking about it.
Your immediate response was to stab him? You couldn't, like, just pull him off?
Sorry. I didn't know you wanted me to take my time while he was trying to kill you.
What are we going to do? Just leave him here?
Not like we can do a burial.
We're in the middle of nowhere. Who's going to find him? What if he had a family?
I think you're forgetting some things.
Okay, maybe he was a bit eccentric. That doesn't mean he had to die.
He tried to kill us.
But he didn't know who we were. Maybe if I hadn't lied, he would have been intimidated and left.
Yeah, left to go after some other lonely girl. By the... Is that my wallet in his pocket?
You can't justify death.
Oh, that's a real rich coming from you.
What's that supposed to mean, Jacob?
Don't play dumb. I don't know what happened, but I know you did something at Bar Hawk's.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah? You went around asking about freaky crystals and obsessed over a weird package in your bag for 3 days. What happened to it?
That's not what you think it is.
Then what were you doing at Bar Hawk's Manor?
That's different. Bar Hawk deserved it.
And this guy didn't? What about all the maids and waitstaff living in that manor? Did they deserve it? I didn't mean to kill this guy. I feel bad. I don't know what's gotten into you, but frankly, you're acting like Zane. Stop being so self-righteous. I'm a grown man. I own up to my own decisions, and I'll deal with the aftermath by myself.
Fine then. Have fun prying your shoes off him.
He Who Forsakes the Crown is an audio drama written and produced by Chapter 15 Studios, featuring the vocal talents of Chara Lynn, Julia Orsborn, Eric Smith, Ranger H. Fox, Anthony Rodriguez, Sabrina May, Ray Walker, Amy Chulgen, Deshaun Ricks, Dante Majors, Cassius Hodges, Michael Naiman, and Levi Coulter. Thank you for tuning in to this month's episode. He Who Forsakes the Crown will return on May 4th. See you then.